This is your number one baby daddy, Mr. No Good of MrNoGood.com. I don't know how long this battery is going to last on this recorder, so if I have to cut it short, I just cut it short and I'll let you know. But topic of today's little entry is for mostly women and men who are dealing with women like this, is that women, you cannot get by on your looks all your life. I just happened to be back up here in Ohio to do a little bit shooting a content for the website, for the porn site. And also, for all of y'all that keep asking, if you want to know what the porn site is, I really don't like talking, seeing what the name of it is on here, on Mr. No Good. But if you call my voicemail at 216-472-3508, that's 216-472-3508, and you'll hear on the recording what the porn site is, because I mentioned Mr. No Good and the porn site on the greeting. And this is the thing. The date is, I think it's like around the 29th or the 30th of May, 2006. So I'm back up here to do some shooting for some content and see my mother, and also to go get my kids later so I can bring them back down to Puerto Rico with me. But I'm up here shooting some content. So that means I have to get as many girls as I can within a short period of time so it'll last me. I'm trying to get enough content to last me like maybe 3-4 months. And the way it's going right now, I'll possibly have 5 months worth of content. So when I get back to Puerto Rico, it's all good. The first girl I saw, she's on the porn site now. Her name is, I named her Stormy. And the thing is, this girl I have known since she was a baby. And I couldn't have been older than 5-6 years old when she was born. And I used to hold this girl in my arms. When I was a kid, I held her as a baby in my arms. Oh, here comes the neighbor, so I can't talk. Oh, I gotta go inside, hold on. So anyway, I'm riding out here to find a girl. The first girl I find on the street, I went and got me a little cheap motel. I rented it for a week. So I've been bringing girls over there, at least one girl over there a night, a day, or whatever I can do. So this was the first night I just got the place. I wasn't even going to go anywhere that day because I'm back here at my mom's house for a minute till I go get my kids and everything, like I said, and then I go back to Puerto Rico. But anyway, I got this little cheap hotel room because it's, it's right off near the strip where there's plenty of new girls and girls on the street and all that kind of stuff, girls I ain't never seen. What I was going to do is I had left my mother's house. I was going back to the hotel to drop my camera off and everything in there. And my weed and all that. So, because I didn't want to drive around with it. I was on my way back to the hotel. I see this girl walking down the street. Had a nice little body on her. Looked cute from what I saw. She had shades on, everything. You know, she looked pretty good. So I waved at her and everything, and she waved back. I blew my horn. So I could tell she was with it. Now, I almost went back to the hotel, just said, fuck it, and dropped my shit off. But I said, hey, let me just go around and see what this girl talking about. I go pick this girl up. I give her the sales pitch and everything like that, and she says she's with it. Then she was like, hi, so-and-so. She called me like by my God-given government name. You know what I'm saying? My God-given government first name. And you know, Leon is my street name. I use it so much You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like my real name too, because so many people know me by Leon. So, but that's not my government name. She calls me by my government name. And then she was saying, well, you won't believe who I am. And I said, well, you got to tell me. She was like, no, I'll tell you after we do whatever we do. But that's impossible because I got to know who it is and all that kind of shit before I whip out the camera. So, you know, I convinced her to go ahead and tell me. She was like, well, if I tell you who I am, is it still going down? I'm like, yeah, I guarantee it, because she had some pretty legs on her. She was cute and all that. And when she told me who she was, at first I thought this was another girl that I had known, just fucked around with and everything. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you look a whole lot different and a lot slimmer. Then we go driving back to the hotel, and then I ask her a question that I was meaning to ask this other girl who I thought it was, but I haven't seen her. This one girl is on my porn site. I forgot what I named her. What's her name on there? Hold on. Well, I can't find it. Anyway, I was asking her a question that I meant to ask this other girl, but then she said, well, no, you know what I'm saying, because it wasn't her. So, but then once I figured out who it really was, I mean, I was speechless. I was speechless. And she was like, I told you you'd flip out when you found out who I was. This girl, like I said, I held her when she was a baby in church. She was the cutest little baby. The cutest. Bronze colored, pretty eyes, slightly slanted, you know, thick eyebrows, you know, just very beautiful girl. And I always loved her because I know she was the cutest little thing, and I watched her grow up. And because I grew up alongside her since I was only like 5 or 6. And she comes from a very large family in this city. I mean, very large. And I always envied her family because, you know, I come from a small family. I'm the only child, and I have a few cousins and something like that, but that's about it. This girl got, I know her sisters, her cousins, her mother, her grandmother. Her family and my family go back, way back to her great-grandmother. So, we've been, our families have been intertwined for years. They've known each other for years. Since long before I was born. So, I was kind of hesitant to even take pictures of her because I knew she comes from a large family, and I know once that shit hits the fan, you know, they'll, you know, it wouldn't work. So, as you see on the porn site right now, her whole head is blacked out. Now, you'll be able to see it inside the members area and all that, but her whole head is blacked out on the front of the porn site, the main page. And as you see, and as you'll see on the porn site, her body's still nice. She's slim now, but you can just tell, you know, just from walking around all the time and not eating and doing drugs and all that kind of stuff, it's taking a little toll on her body, but she can still clean up, you know, take a shower, do her hair, put some makeup on, some nice clothes, everything, and, you know, she could pass, you know, as like a regular chick, because she speaks well, she speaks proper English, and she kind of sounds like a girl who was raised around white people, which is she was. She was raised around white people. She, you know, she went to church in the city, in the hood, but she grew up out in the suburbs there where the Amish people live. I mean, way out. So, and her sister was, she had an older sister who was somewhat slim and quiet. You know, she was a cute kid, but Stormy got all the attention growing up because she was the baby. Two, she was just beautiful. And so she was always spoiled and fawned over, and I guess the older sister might have felt a little overlooked. I know I noticed that even as a child. I know I saw what was going on with that. You know, eventually, years later, I even went out with that girl, with Stormy's sister. And I used to like one of Stormy's cousins in school, and I see some of her other cousins run around everything, so... You know, most of the girls in her family are pretty sexy. So, this girl, Stormy, as she was growing up, she developed fast. She developed real quick. I mean, at a young age, she had hips, ass, titties, everything, like a full-grown woman. I remember one time I was in high school, and we were at some little church function or whatever. Up in the social hall, and I saw Stormy walking around, and her, I mean, ass was booming, titties booming, everything, slim waist, everything. And me and this other dude, we was like, damn, look at so-and-so, you know, her body is hitting, she looked good. And then so I called her over, I said, hey, so-and-so, I said, how old are you now? She was like, 12. I was like, God. Me and the other dude was like, damn, because, I mean, she fucking... developed well at a young age. So also, since she got all the attention, she got kind of spoiled, I guess, and she was always kind of fast, you know, somewhat wild. A lot of the girls in her family might have been fast and everything, but as they got older, a lot of them just slowed down and, you know, did what women do and all that kind of shit. Raised families, all that kind of shit. So after some time, I went off to college after I graduated from high school, and so I was gone, and you know, she grew up while I was gone and went out doing her thing and all that kind of shit. And I remember one time I came home for vacation from college, and I saw her out at this one place, this party, and I was saying what's up to her, and she was kind of being a little flip with me or whatever, but you know, she was cool. That's just how she is. She always had an attitude on her. But she still was looking good as hell. And then years later, this was only like a few years later, a few years ago at the maximum, I remember I was at Chuck E. Cheese for a party for my kid. And then I saw her come in. She was with her kid and her baby daddy and all that stuff. She was looking good and dressed nice and everything. I was like, damn. And this is at the time when I was going through the shit with my ex-wife and the divorce and about the separation, divorce, all that kind of shit. And my ex-wife was acting like a jive fool. And then I saw this girl that I used to love growing up, looking all good, looked like she was taking care of her kid and everything. And she had her dude, and I was like, damn, that dude lucky, because I sure wish I could have came back and just went and got that girl, for real. I went and knocked her up, had a few kids, everything, fuck it. Because her old family's entrenched here, and my family's entrenched here, so it wouldn't have been no thing. So I was like kind of jealous or whatever. So now, switch to the present. Like I said, I was driving down the street to find me a girl. Seen her. She told me who she was. I flipped out. I couldn't fucking believe it. She had gotten a lot thinner. She was saying that she was working out. But I really don't believe it. You know, I believe that it's them drugs. And it's just the walking around and living that fast life and everything like that. And even though her body's nice, as you'll see on the porn site and everything, I knew what it used to look like. So, we get to the hotel and everything. She was telling me what went on. She said how she was the black sheep of the family, and I never knew that shit. Found out she doesn't talk to any of her family anymore, and she's just out there. She had a black eye that was healing. She said it was from her dude that... had beat her up because she said she wanted to leave him. Then I asked her, I said, well, how long you been out here on the street smoking or whatever? And she said 9.5 weeks. And She starts talking about how she had to leave her dude and her child's with her dude. She's trying to get her child back and all that kind of shit and everything. So, you know, I grew up with a girl, so I somewhat believe what she was saying here and there. You know, we went and did our thing. I took the pictures, which you'll see up there. And then I always wanted to fuck her. Always wanted to fuck her. But I didn't have no condom on me. And I just went ahead and said, okay, well, just, you know, give me some head. We'll do that on video. So y'all will see that the next week coming up where I do the, where I show the video. She gave me some bomb head. Her mouth feels so great. I busted a nice nut. And, you know, but it was kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew this girl. And I grew up around that girl. And now she's sucking my dick on video for a porn site. It was kind of strange, but, you know, I got over it because I was paying her and I knew my dick had to get hard. I had to bust this nut and it felt good. So, we went and did our thing. I gave her my number and everything. She said she would be back a little bit later, whatever. I ain't heard from her in days, which is cool. And, that was that. But then, the next day, I had picked up another girl on the street, took her back to the hotel, and after I took some pictures of her, I don't know what I'm going to name her yet. She's a thin chick. I'll probably put her up after I put up Stormy's blowjob video. After I shot her at everything, she was saying, I was asking if she knew any other girls, and she was like, yeah, I know this one girl named Stormy. And then gave me a real name, said, well, this her real name is so-and-so. I was like, oh, all right, well, I just shot her yesterday, and I knew her growing up. So since she knew that, she started telling me about how when Stormy was in rehab and pregnant and running off at the goddamn mouth and getting beat up, and how she had to save Stormy's baby one time because she was about to get fucked up. And she said about Stormy, she said, that girl thinks that she can get by on her looks. She said she thinks she can get by on her looks, but this is the hood. That don't mean shit. You can't be just running off at the mouth doing this and that and thinking you just gonna get by because you cute. And and she was also telling me about how this girl be out robbing niggas of their money and dope. I know she's not like using a gun or no shit like that, but I know because she has a good mouthpiece on her. She can talk well and she has a good personality and everything. You know, I guess she can disarm you, especially if you don't know her and everything. So I guess these niggas fall asleep next to this girl and all that kind of shit, and she takes their money and she takes their dope, and then she goes and gives it to some little dope boy in the hood. And she says she does that. The girl does that because she thinks that'll help her fit in. And she was saying, this girl was raised out way out in so-and-so. She wasn't raised out in the hood. She can't be doing the same thing here that she was doing in the, out wherever she was at. And what she was saying, everything was accurate, so I know she knew the girl. But she said how she still looks out for the girl, but she doesn't really want to listen a lot. And has a bad attitude and everything, and is getting her ass beat. She says she's had two black eyes before, getting beat up by some nigga for something stupid. Saved her from getting her ass beat from other niggas in the streets other times. And said that this girl has a hit out on her right now on the street from some old nigga who she robbed. And if they find her, they gonna kill her. Now, I didn't know all this shit was going on with this girl. But everything she was saying made sense. The girl, even now, and she can get by with her looks right now in the short term. But once somebody figures out what's up with her, she gonna get fucked up. Then what's going to happen after she stays out on them streets longer and those years start wearing on her and her face ain't as cute no more? Because it ain't cute. It's cute now. You know how when a girl, you know, just straight up, she ain't on drugs or nothing. You know, her eyes are bright and shiny and her skin is nice and everything like that. And you know what I'm saying? There's just a difference. You just see a difference in the look of, in the face of a girl who's been out there on the streets and who's been worn down. And even though this girl is still pretty, those streets are wearing her down. They beating her up. And like I said, she graduated from college, everything like that. But she was always spoiled. She always got what she wanted because she was the cutest little girl and the baby in the family and blah, blah, blah. Now she's out here fucked up. Because y'all, because even though she's cute and she's pretty and has a nice body personality, shit, there's... There's younger motherfuckers out here now that are better and fresher and all that kind of shit. So why would you even be bothered? She cannot survive. She cannot survive on her looks all her fucking life. Another recent example. I talked about the young girlfriend I had named China, who I met at 16 and a half. Now she's about to turn 20s in a minute. She was always just flat out beautiful. Beautiful eyes, lips, just skin, bubbly personality, everything on her. She's just a beautiful girl. Now she never really... Now, this girl never consciously tries to use her looks and personality to get over. Because she isn't like that. She's not a person who's money hungry or a gold digger or anything like that. She doesn't try to, you know, say, well, what nigga can I hang with, whatever, so I can kick it and get some money and all that. Because she ain't like that. But even though she doesn't consciously use her looks to get by, her look still gets her by and lets her slide on a whole lot of things. Most of the time, if you're a woman, just in general, you're allowed to slide with a whole lot of things that a man wouldn't be allowed to slide with. I know that dealing with my ex-wife and the kids and all this drama I have with my ex-wife and the kids, stuff that I do, I may do a fraction of what she does, and I mean, I will have the motherfucking police, FBI, Interpol in my ass. She can do a whole lot more and nobody gonna do shit. Because that's just where it is. But anyway, she was always allowed to slide. She was always given opportunities because of who she was and how she looked and her personality and all that kind of shit. And I've said in earlier shows how she used to stay with me and I hooked her up. She didn't have to do nothing. All she had to do was go to school, finish high school, everything, since she was behind. That's all the fuck she had to do. But she wouldn't do it, you know, because she made up some reason, whatever, and just never did it. Then she ran off, got pregnant with some dude who's in jail right now for raping some 13-year-old girl and all this kind of shit, and now she's living with some fat nigga, some 20-year-old fat nigga who ain't doing shit, broke, and just a whole lot of drama in it. But you know, she's a good mother, she takes care of her child well. You know, she's just a motherly, good-hearted person. And that'll always somewhat get her by, even after she gets, maybe has a few more kids and blows up and be's fat as hell and everything. Because she's just a nice, motherly person. You know, she'll always, you know what I'm saying, hopefully she'll do all right. But, so I still talk to her and everything. She's living back with her mother right now. And now, And which is a good thing, I would say, since she's still young, has a child, everything. But then I found out that she had this 20-year-old nigga who gets kicked out of his parents' house all the goddamn time over her house. Then he supposedly moved in her house, and he's paying her mother $20 a month. Some bullshit. Now, her mama is a sandwich short of a picnic basket anyway, so she just kicks the girl out every day, every other day for some bullshit. For maybe the dishes ain't washed, she'll kick her out. She may put her out at 2 o'clock in the morning with her baby to sleep on the porch. She's done that. This girl still hasn't finished high school, and she's about to be 20 years old. She was about to do some homeschooling with the computer, but since she didn't have a computer, and they weren't giving out computers at the time, she had to drop out. Just all kind of shit. Her father won't help her out. She says her father wrote her off, and you know, maybe that's wrong for him to write her off, but damn, she about to be 20 years old. You no longer just young and dumb, full of cum. You're supposed to be making good decisions at that particular time. You know, so I always, you know, talk to her and everything, anything she want to talk about, you know, she talked to me about it, and it's all good. And, the only thing that I had a problem with is that she doesn't want to deal with school, but she has to deal with school. You know, she says she wants to, you know, go and become a nurse and all that shit, but you got to go to school for that. So I guess now she's kind of getting more in tune to it. But every time she talks about going to school or something, somehow she has to drop out of it. So now, since she doesn't have a job and she wasn't going to school, they cut her welfare off, cut her food stamps off. And she was calling me the other day talking about she may end up going living in the car with her boyfriend who's getting kicked out. So all I do is see this girl going down and down and down. Now, I have faith in the girl, and I hope she'll eventually pull her shit together. It ain't like, because now it's to the point where I ain't even saying like, oh, well, get your shit together, then you can come be with me, all that. Fuck all that shit. That shit's too far gone. I'm like, just get on the fucking right track so you'll be all right. But anything that's good advice, she don't want to listen. Anybody that tells her anything that hasn't proven anything, done nothing, they could have lied to her before, fucked her over before, they tell her any fucking thing, she'll believe it. So, even though she's still young and, you know, she's gained weight from the first child and everything like that, she still looks real good because she's still young, has beautiful big breasts, pretty face, everything. So, you know, she still looks good. But in a few more years, especially if she gets knocked up, she keeps fucking, she gonna be as big as a house. Then what? At least two kids with two different baby daddies, big as a house, no education, no training, no nothing. What the fuck you gonna do? Nothing. Live in the hood. Do hair. Bullshit like that. And I already told the girl, you know, if she has another kid, you know, that's a wrap. Now, even though everybody else wrote her off, says she ain't gonna be shit years ago, she knew I would always say you can still be something. You can still do something, whatever the fuck you want to do. I was always there to try to hype her up and just get her mind going so that she knows she could do whatever the fuck she wants to do. Because she has a friend, little young hood rat girl, you know, who was older than her, has a huge booty. I mean, I offered to pay top dollar to get her on the porn site, but she wasn't with it. She ended up, I mean, her ass is huge. In jeans, it looks great. Now, you take the jeans off, you know, shit goes every which way. But in jeans, I'm telling you, she would have been a big booty phenomenon. Anyway, she, you know, she became a nurse. and all that shit. So now she went to college, worked everything. Now the little hood rat got her a nursing job, working 12, 16 hours a day. But you know, she does what she loves to do and what she went to school to do. Now she's making some money and has her own spot. And she's still young. Like I used to try to tell China. I said, you will still be young if you just go ahead and do this shit and get it over with. And even if you get old, you won't feel old. I'm 35. I don't feel old. Sure. God damn it. What's up with this lighter? So shit, you still have a whole lot of living to do. So any of y'all out there that may be in contemplating going to school and you just think it's too long and there may be some career that you want to do, a profession you want to do, and you say, oh, I'm not going to do that because it's too many years in school or too long. Believe me, man, that shit going to pass and you'll still feel young and look young and everything and you'll be able to do what the fuck you want to do. Don't go for the quick shit. If you want to be a nurse, don't go for the little 9-week nursing assistant training so you can be a nurse's assistant. That ain't shit. Go to school and do what exactly you want to do. If it takes 12 years to get in school, and if you're 40 years old, you can be 40 years old. Whatever you want to do may take 12 years of school, and then guess what? You get your ass in school for them 12 years and struggle. You'll be 52, still feeling good and young, and doing what you want to do. And you know, even with this girl, China, I told her, I said, hey, you know, if you want, you can just come down, come to Puerto Rico, chill down there with me. There's plenty of room for you down there. You can do whatever you want. Go to school, go to University of Puerto Rico, become whatever the fuck you want to do, and that's it. But I told her that to give her hope. Or just to just know that somebody has her back. But I know I never have to fulfill that promise. Because I know whatever the dumbest decision is to be made, that's what she's going to make. I've known her long enough to know that she's going to pick the dumb decision. So hey, I just let her make dumb decisions. You know, I still try to, you know, talk to her and, you know, give her hope, give her some common sense, because nobody's around her got no common sense, including her parents. But I know she listens a little bit to the common sense, but she still does the stupid thing. And even when she does the stupid thing and realize that the common sense I told her turned out to be true, she may tell me, yeah, you were right, but that don't mean she ain't gonna listen to me the next time I tell her something that makes some goddamn sense. So now, when she was 16, 17, 18, whatever, didn't have any kids, you know, still tender and fresh, I wouldn't have had no problem helping her, whatever. When she stayed with me when she turned 18, I had no problem helping her. But I had to learn that even if you're given the opportunity, that don't mean you're going to take it. Because she was given the opportunity to just go to school, which was right up the goddamn street, and finish. But I saw even that was too much for her to do. She didn't want to do it. So now you see stuff on a different perspective. And I wrote an article on Mr. No Good. Hold on, let me get the date. Okay, it wasn't an article. It was a podcast, so you can listen to it. It's dated 4-11-05, April 11, 2005. And the title is, if you're a woman pushing 30 and have no man, it's you that's probably fucked up. And I am telling you, it is true. Now, this girl's pushing 20. Her father was like, fuck it. I can't do nothing else. He'd been paying that child support all them years to her crazy mama. Now he's done, and now she's fucking up, making bad decisions. And he just wrote her off because he remarried. He remarried some ugly-ass black, char, ugly-ass woman. And nothing wrong with being dark black. Nothing wrong with that. But it's terrible when you're dark black and you're ugly. If you're going to be dark black, please be pretty, because if you ugly, dark blackness accents anything. It accents prettiness, and it accents ugliness. His new woman is black and ugly. A gorilla. But either way, you know, her kid is doing his thing, you know, he's in law school, whatever. Well, he finished whatever. He's doing something in law. About to make some money and everything. So her dad is just claiming that woman's kids now. Then the son is about to get married, so there's going to be a daughter-in-law, so he gets the perfect family that he always wanted. Meanwhile, his daughter is acting up, making up wrong decisions, and his younger son, who's about to turn 18, is nuts on Prozac. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him cutting himself up, locking himself in the bathroom, cutting up his arm. So China told me that he always made the kind of hint that, you know, why was I cursed with dumb kids, with stupid kids? But I keep telling her, it ain't got nothing to do with you being stupid. It has something to do with you making the wrong choice. Stop making that wrong choice. Stop doing this bullshit. I told her this other day. So, like I said, when she was 16, 17, 18, I'd help her. Now she's pushing 20. She's getting older. She's getting fatter. And I'm older and fatter than her, so I can say this shit. I got a nice, well-mature pot belly of an old man. I still look good, but still, I'm older and fatter. Now if she 20 years old, already got one kid living with a stupid motherfucker, ain't got no money, ain't even getting a motherfucking welfare check, and there's little younger girls out here smelling like bubble gum, like China used to smell like. Nice little tight jeans on, the little belly shirt on, have the belly hanging out, all that, like China used to do, but won't do now, because that first baby gave her some stretch marks. There's plenty of little young girls out here with little short skirts on and little bitty shorts and all that kind of shit. Pretty smooth legs. Everything young and fresh. Now she's old. She's about to get rolled off. So that's what I'm saying. If you are a woman, especially if you're over 25, and you still have to rely on your looks or your body just to get by in life, then you have fucked up in your life. You gotta do like Michael Jordan was doing when he couldn't be dunking on niggas anymore like he was when he was younger. He developed the fadeaway jumper. And I know I've said that in another podcast. You women have to develop your fadeaway jumper equivalent of your game when your titties start to sag and your stretch marks start to show up. And motherfuckers start looking at your teenage daughter more than they looking at you. And another thing, even if you are a woman, and you may be older in your 30s and 40s and have a few white customers that may help you survive, really, just like the girl on my porn site, she got like 3 white dudes that help her out. She knows she gets some new clothes here and there. She was telling me how she don't wear the same thing twice and this and that and that and this, but she's still out there broke needing $20. So any of them women out there, I know they ain't listening because they out on the fucking street, but I know a lot of y'all people out there know women like this or pay women like this. Those women, if they still have to be out there hustling every day, then they still ain't doing enough. When you really getting your hustle on, you ain't got to be out there taking no chump change from nobody. Even if you are using your body to get your money, whatever man is paying you had to use his mind to get that money to pay you. If you out there working the 9-to-5 in a corporation, whatever the CEO is doing, he got to be out there hustling to keep that stock price right, to keep them profits rising, to you know what I'm saying, to satisfy the shareholders and all that kind of shit. Even if you getting a salary or whatever, or an hourly check, somebody above you got to be hustling, or else you wouldn't be getting your salary check. So women, please, if you're young and cute now, and you know, even like video models, girls that be on music videos, they don't be making no money. Buffy the Body up there, she on video after video after video. She in King Magazine, this magazine, magazines that I don't even fucking read, can't find near on their newsstand. But every bitch is out there hype because she posed for King Magazine, which ain't shit. You got bread when you posing for Sports Illustrated motherfucking swimsuit edition. The highest you can go in a black magazine is Black Men's Swimsuit Edition. That's it. You got to get on the cover of Ebony. Something. You ain't saying shit. You posing for King. Dumb bitches. And they ain't making no money. That's why Buffy got to go every goddamn where. Tour. Go to every motherfucking party. This and that. Host every goddamn party. So she can have charged motherfuckers $30 to take a picture with her. So she can charge for autographs. So she can charge for this. Charge, charge, charge. Just for niggas who out there want to see Buffy the Body in that ass. Niggas, you seeing asses like that out there every day. The only difference with Buffy's is hers is bare. It got a thong on. That's it. Now, I think Buffy the Body's beautiful. I love her ass. And I've gone to her site and all that, but what the fuck? How many different angles can I look at her ass and the thong until I get tired and somebody else come along with a nice ass too? It don't mean shit. You have to be using your mind. If you're going to be using your body, you need to, and you a model out there, internet model, you need to be having your site, set up your credit card billing, and charge niggas. And then once you get in there, they get in that site, they need to see something else besides you and a motherfucking thong. Find you a boyfriend and fuck him on video and get pictures, everything. Do something. Then you won't have to be traveling all over the goddamn place charging $30 for niggas to take a picture of you. Always use your mind. If you think about Shaquille O'Neal or Kobe Bryant playing basketball or Ray Lewis playing football, whatever. Peyton Manning. No, he's white, but still the same thing. It ain't shit being a player in the NFL or NBA. You getting some millions if you a star. But even if you a star, I don't want to be out there out on the court sweating, getting injuries, beating my body up. I want to be like them crackers up in the skybox, sipping on champagne, who's getting the real action. Talking about, go Shaq, go Kobe, you rock. Hit that nigga Ray. That's a good buck. That's a good nigga right there, isn't it, John? While they in the motherfucking skybox watching y'all niggas sweating, warring up at war. It's pawns. You want to be the motherfucker cutting the checks. You want to be the motherfucker using your mind, cutting the television and cable deals, getting a cut of everybody's last jersey sale. You think them white people up top ain't getting a cut off of every last Kobe Bryant or every last throwback jerseys you niggas are paying $300 for? That's going in them white folks' pockets. Some girls out on that been on the porn site and all of a sudden they've been
taken pictures of years ago or whatever, some time ago, and now they mad that I'm making a little money off of it and doing what I need to do and enjoying myself, and they think because I took some pictures of them out of hundreds of girls I done shot that they deserve to be living like I'm living, that they deserve a cut, that they deserve royalties. But that ain't how it works. I'm the nigga using my mind, and I'm using their images and videos of their body and selling it on the internet. I'm using my mind. They using their bodies. They never gonna get the money. Even the top porn stars you see sucking and fucking every day, they ain't making shit. They may get $2,000-$3,000 for a scene. What's that? That's nothing. It's the distributors. It's the businessmen in the porn industry. Them motherfucking nerdy, chubby, greasy-looking white men, Jews, that's distributing the porn, that's making the money. And even though I ain't big or nothing like that, or whatever y'all are doing out there, whatever business you have or whatever, you don't have to be big. You don't have to be rich. But as long as everything is going in your pocket, the profits are being seen by you, that's when you know you've got some shit going on. If you a girl out there on a motherfucking webcam for some particular company that's hot at the minute, say you on iFriends or some shit like that, you know, if you want, you that's still somewhat your business, but still you rely on iFriends. If you're a webcam model, you need to have your own site in charge. And I decided I'm gonna put a little show up to let y'all niggas know how y'all can make money off of one sole bitch on the internet. And I don't see it done a lot, but I think of a whole lot of trends and stuff on the internet, how you can make money, and I've done certain things, whatever. And I'm not employing this technique right now, but I know you could do it and make you some money without a whole lot of motherfucking hassle. Now, I'll probably put that show up another time. But, like I said, you need to be the motherfucker on top at all times. Even if you are the highest paid athlete, if you're the highest paid actor on a movie. Now, actors, you know, they make so many millions and millions, you know, I'd be settling for that. Or even a high paid athlete, I'd settle for multi-millions of dollars. I'd be all right. But even if I was making those multi-millions of dollars, it would still somewhat eat away at me that I know there's some cracker above me making more and he's sitting on his ass. The real money makers in this world sit on their asses and point fingers and press buttons. That's what the real money makers in this world do. They ain't out here doing nothing. They ain't dribbling a basketball, they ain't throwing a football, they ain't holding a tennis racket in their motherfucking hand. They ain't in front of no camera. They ain't doing none of that shit. They sitting back drinking motherfucking Boone's Farm or whatever the fuck out, way out on their mountain mansion with their fellow cracker friends. So that's all I have to talk about today. This is your number one baby daddy, Mr. No Good, MrNoGood.com. I would sit over here red all day, so I'm signing off. Baby.